The last verse on page 5 of the booklet. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a visual aberration, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all things, subdue the fall of faults, and be delivered from the samsara's ocean, perturbed by the ways of aging, sickness, and death. In page 8, the Heart Sutra. I prostrate to the eye of the ocean. First did I hear at one time the Bhagavan was dwelling in a massive Altus mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration of the categories of phenomenal called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva Master Daya Udakeshwara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty and inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Master Daya Udakeshwara: how should any son of the lineage train which is practiced here? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Master Daya Udakeshwara said this to Venerable Shariputra: Shariputra, all daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is naught other than form, form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, composition of factors and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise all phenomena are emptiness without characteristic, unproduced, unseized, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition of factors, no consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element and so on, up including no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance and so on, up including no aging and death, no extinction of aging and death. Origination, cessation and path. There is no assorted wisdom, no attainment, and so no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on dwelling in the perfection of wisdom the mind without obscuration and without fear, having completely passed beyond sorrow, duration, one and one. All the Buddhas dwelling three times also manifestly, completely awakened to answer possible, perfect, complete enlightenment, reliance on the perfection of wisdom. The mantra of great knowledge chants the past mantra, the mantra equal to thy evil. The mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering should be known as true since it's not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Tayata gade gade paragade parasamgade bodhiswaha. Sariputra, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from the concentration and commanded the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Ayavalikdeshwara, saying, well said, son of the it is like that. This profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated, even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sariputra, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Ayavalikdeshwara, those surrounding the entirety along the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandhavas, all joined and highly praised that speaking by the one. Next, the extensive dispelling of hindrances three times. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother, Prajnaparamita, surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In the same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit, all negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all of this be dispelled, may become non-existent, may be pacified. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajnaparamita, surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Venerable King Indra dispelled the Maras, reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond, and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In the same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita, and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all of this be dispelled, may become non-existent, may be pacified. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajnaparamita, surrounded by all the children and the assemblies of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras, be reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond, and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In the same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita. I recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all of this be dispelled, may be managed, may be satisfied.
The end of the Heart Sutra to why the reason I added this this extra the very powerful dispelling the obstacles. So here I think it's very good to recite this at the center. As a group, it's more powerful, and or even individually, so when you're a hospital, could that. So here, go for refuge to the Guru, the Dharma, Sangha. In the past, you use the example the Indra, by maintaining on the present parameter, the words, the meanings. And then the profound meaning of the words meanings of the present paramita, and then dispel the obstacles. So similar. So here as the disciples and the spiritual masters and then also then by remembering the reflecting the profound meaning of the present paramita and as well as the words, then the bad thoughts, you know, the human beings, non-human beings, bad thoughts, and the violent, the harmful actions, then to be dispelled. So here, what you can think or what includes the Isola's Dalai Lama, and then you see the first thing, then is the center here, then yourself. So, so any obstacles, you see, so the harm, so then obstacles, others say bad thoughts and harmful actions, so that we can pacify it. So I think, first is Ranjan Lama. So who is the, who preserved the whole entire Buddha Dharma, you know, less well teachings, and the great vehicle teaching, Mahana teaching, the Sutra, and the Mahana teaching, the Sikri Manta Vajrayana. So, on this earth, in this world, who, you know, say, his Dalai Lama, only one who preserved the whole entire of the Dharma revealed by Buddha, who take full responsibility and preserve and spread, you see. So, because of his kindness, because living in this world, so because of that, then the teaching of the Buddha is able to be preserved, able to spread, you see, from great teachers, you see, who practiced, who had experienced, who did extensive learning for some in their whole life from young time, from very young time they become monks, you see, in Tibet, and, you know, for so many years, and practiced, studied with many other learned, many thousands of learned, you know, monks, and then there's a extensive listening, studying, practice, and had a great experience. So, so able to, you know, teach to many thousands of, hundreds and thousands of young monks, you know, other sentient beings. So, you know, able to produce as a qualified teachers from these monks. So many to teach and many to, and they're able to teach many different parts of the world, even including just our own center, Epimeter Center, you know, in different parts of the world, you know, so many teachers from these monasteries, and they're able to spread the Dharma, you know, many different parts of the Western world, and amazing, and just even Australia, you know, so many different parts of Australia. So many different parts of Spain, and so many different parts of the Western countries. So, you know, so much. So that for so many years. So anyway, just even FMD, it's just one organization. So, so see, able to give so much freedom to sentient beings that. You know, awaken their mind, you know, bring light of Dharma in their life, in their hearts. and dispel the darkness of ignorance in their life, you know. that which influence the life, which leads the life into the wrong. Totally in the wrong way. Just through samsara, just the lower realms, to change that, to turn their life towards enlightenment. To liberation, to enlightenment, so that so many sentient beings are able to direct their life towards enlightenment. You know, in the West, you know. So those countries, in Tibetan called Mumbeling, the land of the darkness, of the ignorance, remember, land of darkness. You see. Not darkness of Western education, but darkness of Dharma, not darkness of Western education. You know, the technology or the science or the, you know, but the real light of Dharma, you see, towards the liberation, towards the enlightenment, bringing, you know, turning the life, you know, towards samsara, to the liberation. Oh, you see, it was enlightenment, you see. So that, you see, to where there's great light, you know, to turn towards that, you see, to darkness. So anyway, what is able to, you know, even just this organization able to give so much opportunity, so, you know, from each center, you know, there's so many sentiments. Through the years, so many sentiments able to meet Dharma, able to learn, able to make their life close to enlightenment, liberation from samsara, close to enlightenment, you know. So the close to enlightenment is more distant from samsara, you see. So anyway, unbelievable opportunity to attend the path, you know. Leaving so much positive imprint, so you know, able to hear extensively the teaching of Buddha, you say philosophy and the Sutta Tantra, you know, then the essence lamrim, the heart, so unbelievable opportunities to make their lives meaningful. So this is due to Sri Dalama. Know that, you know, whether if it didn't didn't happen coming out from Tibet, or they didn't, you know, if it didn't leave, then this doesn't happen, including us meeting Dharma, doesn't happen. No way, it's impossible. No way to happen. So the and then all these great monasteries, not only Amazon teaching, special question, but even other traditions wouldn't happen. You know, the establishing outside of Tibet, and you know, they continue to elaborate the Buddhist education, but I mean, practice, and wouldn't happen. So the Tantra wouldn't happen. So the, you know, in old times, when the Tibetans escaped from Tibet, you see, the China government asked to say Nehru, Pandit Nehru, the Indian Prime Minister. So John Nehru. So Jyotsnaya accepted to send the Tibetans back to Tibet. His Holiness requested to ask Nehru to, you know, to not send the Tibetans back to Tibet. You see, so if that happened, you know, then you see all these large monasteries, and then able to start the extensive learning with Dharma. You see. All these monasteries, four traditions, especially Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, this, you know, Saragata, Devang, all these, you know, Tantra College, all these wouldn't, so that by now wouldn't exist. and then able to send the teachers. For example, here, ABC, Kishi Chunyi, coming here to teach, it wouldn't happen. Kishi Chunyi wouldn't be there in Sarah Monastery learning Sri Buddhama, wouldn't happen, you see. You see, that Sarah Monastery wouldn't exist, you see, wouldn't be there. If that happened to the Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, sent the Tibetan back, I'd be scared, you see, what the Manchan asked. So if he's on a general request, you know, so including us, just very clear ones, including us, we wouldn't have learned Lambrim teaching, you see, we wouldn't have met Lambrim teaching, their heart, the base, the foundation, you know, of Tantra, the very heart of the Dharma, very heart of Buddhism, wouldn't matter and wouldn't be understood by now, and we wouldn't have an opportunity to practice now. All this understanding we wouldn't have now, you see, and make alive, really alive, you know, the life really alive, the human life really meaningful alive, you see. Like the car having a petal or light having, you know, there's the electricity, see, that function. See, like that, you know, our human being, that able to function, see, really to benefit others, unbelievable, expensive, can't imagine. And then, I mean, yourself to achieve enlightenment wouldn't happen. So this great joy of life, you know, that what you can do, you know, with this human body, but understand, by learning Dharma, what you can do, unbelievable, what you can achieve, unbelievable, you know, happiness, then what you can offer, you know, so extensive, you see, to numberless things, not only happiness this life, but happiness future lives, all the future lives to them, and liberation from samsara to them, enlightenment to them, you see. Oh, this so unbelievable, what you can offer, so many ways you can benefit to it, so many ways you can benefit from certain things. Our life wouldn't be like this by now, you see. didn't come out of Tibet, and if he's not living in this world, if he's not request to Jawaharlal Nehru, you see. So I say, I'm just giving a little, you know, a little story, say, clarification, how, you know, it's not just praise, but it's a real, thing. Say, how everything depends on sinners, you know. So the sinners is the root. Say, I mean the root of all our happiness, of the up to enlightenment. You know, this life of happiness, and up to enlightenment, everything. You know, and us, including us, and also the beings. So they come from the teaching the Buddha, or us and the beings. Happiness comes from teaching Buddha. So teaching the Buddha, existing this world, you know, preserve completely and spread. So his soonest is the main source. Who spread the Dharma, complete the Dharma. So there are many leaders of religion, say, I mean, even just talking Buddhism, you know, many leaders, you know, the less world religion, you know, you know, the Mahana Sutra, Mahana Tantra, but when in the 4 Tibetan Buddhism is the 4 Tibetan Mahana tradition, all that. But however, there's no, there's no others like sunnas who take full responsibility and who are able to say, preserve and spread in terms of the Dharma, you see there. the extensive sutra and the extensive tantra. So the 4 class of tantra is there. So that so actually the Buddha Dharma exists now in this world flourishing is because of business. Because that, you know, so extensive flourishing sutra and tantra, complete Buddha Dharma. So, so the sentient beings, therefore the sentient beings in this world were unbelievable, including us, unbelievable opportunity, you know, to learn, so to learn continuously, and as you know, as much as one can, you know, so much what we can learn, and put in, and then integrate into Lamrim, integrate into the heart, the Lamrim, and then actually, as you say, the three principal parts, and then the your own deity, tantric, your own deity, tantric deities, you see, the path, you know, the heart, the heart of the tantra, you see. So like that, integrating into this, then able to achieve enlightenment, so that, you see, able to take the essence, meaning in the life, great meaning is there in your life, and benefit such extensive way to sentient beings. And that, so what I'm saying here, so this prayer is very important. So we have responsibility to pray for sinners, to say, we have great responsibility to pray for sinners, okay? So, so when we do protective prayers or whatever prayer, the very first thing, you know, the very first thing, oh yes, one has family members, or one has many, many things, but overall, the most important thing, including yourself, for sentient beings, and this is Sunat Dalama, to a long life and the holy wishes to succeed. That's the first thing. The very first thing to pray is that one. You know, whatever prayer you do, the particular prayer or whatever prayer you do, that's the first thing to. That's the first thing, so, which helps everybody. It helps you, it helps yourself. We can tell the story up to now. Up to now, the benefit of what you got, you know, the learning, as a, how many years one has learned Dharma, or the, you know, come to the center, such as ABC like that, you see, the have done Dharma's practice, or you see, various practices, and however, pure soul, what is the karma, each time when you come to the center, you know, so you see, maintaining bodhicitta, or whether they maintain emptiness, or renunciation, or reciting Tathagata Buddha's name, or they say the Vajrasattva, whatever you say, you know, so many, by reciting Tathagata Buddha's name just once, you know, so many ignorance or negative karma is purified. Just recite one time the name, you know, one name. Tathagata Buddha, that's just one of the Buddha's name, you know. So many eons of negative karma is purified. And then the Tinshaba Medabala chart of, you know, prostrate the glorified, you know, flower there, the Buddha, it purifies by a certain name one time, it is power to purify 100,000 eons of negative karma, you know. Recite that name just once. So then others, you know, many eons need to come and get purified, you see. Just coming here, doing prostration, or whatever you see, reciting. So, I mean, whatever practice you do. So, just unimaginable, unimaginable, unimaginable benefit what you get. Can imagine. So say, without Dharma, all those heavy things, karmas, collective, even one day, one karma, you know, nothing you can do, you can't purify. There's nothing, you see. So, only with Dharma, such like these practices, you know, so many eons of karma get purified, just as that one name of those Buddha. Can imagine. So, make life so easy. Unbelievable easy. You know, you don't have to experience all those heavy sufferings, the lower realm, or even in the human realm next time. This is not a good karma, you're born a human being, but experience so much, so many lifetimes with suffer. So, you don't have to, you also get purified. So, the makes life unbelievable easy. So many years need karma get purified. Easy. So need karma is collected from beginningless rebirth get purified. Immediately during those practices. This is without talking minimal other powerful things like self initiation or many other things, many practices, you know, without talking that. Just imagine what you can do, you see, who has whatever has received initiation, no initiation, but you see. Immediately you can take by coming to the center you take care of yourself, you know. But doing these practices, what is led, you know, what is done by group. You see what is led is the center, you see. So unbelievable benefit you get. Unbelievable benefit, they're doing prayer together, you see, 100 times more powerful than you're doing prayer alone in the room, you see. There's big differences. That Gautama Geshe mentioned in the Total Transformation text. Doing prayer group has a lot of power. So if you're doing some puja or something, you see, visible obstacles or success, spiritual success, whatever I see. So doing together has so much power. So 100 times more powerful than doing individually on your own pillow, on your own bed, in your own room, on your own cushion. huge differences in the prayer soul of power. So what I was saying, up to now, your life up to now, beginning, people want the Dharma, come to the center, knew nothing, so they, so was it totally dark, the mind is like dark room, you know, like the world, what is, what's it, no, like the, you know, without sun, without moon, you know, nothing, you see. So how it is total dark. So like the Greenland. Greenland? So 61 days no light, you see. Right? So anyway, however, so then, yeah, then by coming here, by coming to the center, you just learn, you know, to learn, practice, you know, the group. So far, how many years, you see, learned a lot, and did a lot, did unbelievable purification, and so many coming purified, you know, so many obstacles to achieve realization, path to enlightenment, the teaching liberation in England. So much purified. That clearly, in the extensive merits, the limitless God's merits, every time, is it? Every time we begin the practice of the bodhicitta, at the beginning, you see. So this is without talking in during the actual practice, but it is just the beginning, you see, with the bodhicitta. So can you imagine? Even at the beginning when you take refuge, you know, at the very beginning of the practice when you take refuge, the merits of taking refuge, if it's materialized, it is said that even the three realms, the great thousand, great thousand of 3,000, I forgot the English word. The great thousand of 3,000 study universes of the so one universe, you know, one entire universe, then at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, 1,000. Then like that, you see, again, you know, count that 1,000 like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4,000, the second thousand. Then like that thousand, 1, 2, 3, 4,000. So that's a great thousand or 3,000, let's say. Universe. So, anyway, when you take refuge, you know, the benefits, if it's materialized, even the great thousand or 3,000 universes, it was one fit. Even the two realms, won't fit. If the benefits taking refuge, if it's materialized, you know, limitless sky, it's small, doesn't fit. That's what it's saying. So that, you know, very beginning the practice of refuge, you see, the benefit like that. You know? Amazing. So, bodhicitta, you see that. So, so very beginning, as mentioned in the Lamed Path to Enlightenment, referring to Nata Sutra, or mentioned in the Tenda Bhumi, you know, the Sutra. So, however, something like the great thousand or 3,000 universes, they fill up with the jewels, diamond, gold, silver, so the 7 times jewels, totally full. Then you offer the Buddhas. Okay? You offer the Buddhas. Then you see that, you know, that itself is first of all, that itself is unimaginable merit. I mean, how much merit you collect, can't imagine, you know, can't imagine. So It is said that sutra medo tsekbedo the medo pungbedo tsekbedo the sutra of the pile piled of flowers. They mentioned that so if you offer one tiny flower, if you offer one flower to the stupa, then you see how much benefit it contains, the offering one flower to the stupa. So happiness. So here, just pay attention, just listen here. so that you get some idea, you see, in the daily life, why the offerings, practice of offerings so important, to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. so you get some idea, you see, how it's so important is the practice, the seven in practice, the offering, seven in practice, you see, to actualize the meditation, you see, on the lamrim, the steadfast life, to be successful, to have realization, to complete the path, to achieve enlightenment. You see, to complete the path, to achieve enlightenment, how to be successful. You see, by you need purified development, and the correct necessary condition, the merits. so seven in practice, there was is most needed. So the one of the from the seven, one of them is the first one. Second one is offering. So second one is offering. So the so there is mentioned. See, offering flower to God. Then what you experience is that happiness. What you experience from beginningless rebirth. Beginningless rebirth, happiness, what you experience from beginningless rebirth up to now, and that much to be experienced in the future. Happiness, what you've experienced from beginningless rebirth up to now, that much to be experienced in the future. It's unbelievable. You can imagine that? Just think that. You know? That much what you experienced, happiness, to be experienced in the future. This is what you get. Well, this is what you get from that. So, unimaginable, you see, like that. So now, then, you see, on top of that, it doesn't stop there. You see, on top of that, you see, soulless state. Liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma delusion. Okay, cessation, liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering. Oceans of suffering are hell beings, 100 worlds. Oceans of suffering are animals. Oceans of suffering are human beings. Oceans of suffering are suras. Oceans of suffering are asuras. Oceans of suffering are invisible. All that. Amazing. So, cessation of all that is in total liberation forever. Forever, and then including by ceasing the cause, karma, and delusion, okay? Complete. So, but even though it's mentioned up to the Nyangde, in a soulless state, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there because. Why it doesn't stop there is because such as offering to no question but the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but the just even the statue stupa. It just even offering to a statue, Buddha, scripture, Buddha, stupa, Buddha, you see, even just this, So here is talking about the stupa, okay? So, all this I say, immediately, as I mentioned also yesterday, immediately, even the motivation of Dharma, but immediately these actions is making offering to the statues, to persecute the Buddha, immediately become cause to achieve enlightenment. Because cause of enlightenment, the highest success, you see. that. So, as I mentioned yesterday, in the second blessing of prostration, offerings, whatever you see, then this holy object, about the power of the holy object, you know, even the motivation of Dharma, they immediately become cause of enlightenment. It's the peerless happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of all the cessation, even the subtle mistakes of mind, the completion of all the realizations. Okay, so like that. So now, so that's very common. That's very common. The magic from very beginning of Lamrim, it is taught. So now it doesn't stop there. So they making flower offering to a stupa. You see, so you achieve this full enlightenment. Because of teaching full enlightenment. But it doesn't stop there. So, it doesn't stop there. So, what is on top of this? The benefit you get besides enlightenment yourself, achieving enlightenment. Okay, then you liberate numberless sentient beings. Numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, numberless surah, see, from oceans of samsara suffering and cause the karma delusion. So you, after being enlightened, you liberate, you the one being liberate those numberless entities from those realms. Okay? So that's, so that is just amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, what you can do, amazing. Just that. Then it doesn't stop there. On top of that, then you bring numbers of those sentient beings, visible, those realms, to full enlightenment. To a full enlightenment. So then you, the one person, brought every single sentient being to enlightenment, and there's nobody left in samsara at that time. Only at that time, then you are offering one flower to stupa is completed. Only at that time. So, like that, see? So, reality is that, you know? So one tiny flower, one very tiny flower, you offer to, no matter how small, the picture of the deity, I mean the Buddha, you know, no matter how small it is, no matter how big it is, statue was drawings there. So, or stupa, so this is what you get. You know? What you offer is a tiny flower, one grain of rice. See? But what you get, what you get is all that. It's unimaginable. So, until you can enjoy the result, until you brought numberless things from each realm, you see, to enlightenment. And then there's no sentient being left. Oh, see? That is even in. So it causes all that, you know, benefit, you see. So this is the introduction. This is the introduction. What one should get the idea, what we should learn, should get the broad idea. So, So this is the experience of numberless Buddhas. Numberless sentient beings become enlightened. It's their experience. Yeah. Completion of this experience. Okay. So what I'm telling now. So the So now here, so now here you see, you know, if you offer one plate of jewel, one plate of diamonds, the silver, so one plate of jewels to the Buddhas, can you imagine? The benefits are unbelievable, much more than that. One tiny, I've talked about one tiny flower, one grain of rice to offer to the, say, you know, one tiny picture of Buddha or say, statue of Buddha. I was talking about that, you see, benefit what you get. Now, now can you imagine if you one plate full of jewels you offer to Buddha? Can you imagine? The merits of unbelievable farm are much more greater. Unbelievable. You know? Can you imagine? So now you move, now you do this second offering, the plate of jewels. So, gold. So can you imagine that? So, one grain of rice, one flower, one tiny flower, the tiny one, you see, has unbelievable benefit like this. Can you imagine how much merit you get, you collect? One plate of jewels is a plate, you know, where you eat rice, you know, where you eat. Why you tear the bowl, the big bowl of noodles, see? Big bowl of this fast noodle, fast, what? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The big bowl of noodles. Anyway, so you fill up the jewels of the Buddha. Can you imagine? Made it, you know, say, they made it, say. It's like one handful of earth and the rest of the earth. Big differences, you see. Handful of earth and then the rest of the earth. Can you see the difference? The size, you know. So now here, same as that, you see. One plate full of jewels of the Buddha, can you imagine? So now, your house filled with jewels. Your house filled with the diamond, gold, silver, okay? Before and offer Buddha. Can you imagine that? That marriage? Mind blowing. Blowing the mind. So now your area filled up with jewels of the Buddha. So now your the whole country, like Singapore, you see, filled with jewels, big piles of jewels of the Buddha. After that, now you see, there's no way to fit our heart. I mean, to fit our mind. It's a it's like a coma, you know. Can't fit. Cannot understand. Can't fit. It's so like fainted to a coma or something. So now this world filled with these big palace jewels of Buddha. So now here we're talking about galaxies or the 3,000 galaxies, however great thousand of 3,000 universes, you see, fill up with the jewels, then you offer to Buddhas, okay? I'm not talking one Buddha, offering Buddhas. So can imagine. So now next one. For the sake of all sentient beings, I must say achieving enlightenment. You put palms together at your heart. For the sake of all sentient beings, I must say achieving enlightenment. They're going to change the bodhicitta. See, you put palms together like this, you think. General Buddhist, say for the sake of all sentient beings, I'm going to achieve enlightenment. General Buddhicitta. So, just simply, general Buddhist like this. You know, this one collect far more greater merit than comparing this, then you see, great thousand of 3,000 universes filled with jewels offered to Buddhas, all that merit becomes small. Compared I'm for the sake of all sinners, I'm going to as a Amasitim Latin, put it to the say. Put a palm square there. This one called a far more greater merit. Oh, far more greater merit. Understand? So therefore, far more greater merit than the previous one. So you see, so you can understand, if you analyze like this, so you can understand, you see, how it's unbelievable. So every time when you come to the center, you know, you begin a practice of teachings or begin practice, you know, the bodhicitta at the beginning. So you see, how, from the very beginning, after you sat down, you know, how much merit you got. It's mind-blowing, you know. Just from the very beginning, generally, bodhicitta. You see, unimaginable, you see, like that. Then, the other thing that I might have mentioned also in the past. However, the mudra of this sutra, mudra of the sutra, the developing the power of devotion. And there is mentioned by Buddha, that just to see somebody merely seeing somebody merely seeing drawing of the Buddha or form of Buddha, statue. receives greater, numberless, greater merit than say somebody offered every day 100,000 of divine food. There was food, nectar there was 100 divine food, okay? there was food. 100, there was food. then 100, there was dresses. So you offer very many every day. I think it was for eons. So I don't remember how many years, 100 years or 1,000 years, don't remember. However, eons, to whom? To the arhats. So I think Simba must have remembered the by my talking offerings. So to the arhat, to not one arhat, to realize that the arhat, not just one arhat. How many arhat? Equivalent number of atoms of the universes. How many arhat? Equivalent number of atoms of the universes, okay? So they're unbelievable. Wow. Can you imagine atoms of the universes? Can you imagine? Offering every day that many to arhatas. Arhatas, equivalent number of atoms of universes. Okay? So I mean this, it's itself is unbelievable, man, it's unbelievable. So here is talking about somebody who did that, you see. Then somebody who just merely, you know, seeing a statue of Buddha or the drawing Buddha, merely seeing this one collect numberless great merit. Then, so you see, then the other one. So they compare to, so the other one itself is and even offering to just one artist, the merit is just unlimited. But now here, artist equivalent number of atoms of the universe, okay? Every day, there was 100 divine food, 100 there was 100 there was food, 100 there was dresses, okay? So all that compared to this last one, somebody who see merely, just merely seeing statue of Buddha, drawing Buddha, so all those others become small, merely become, I say, it sounds unbelievable, but compared to this, it be very small. This one is unbelievable. Numberless great merit, one collect. Just a minute when you see, you know, the statue of Buddha, painting, drawing Buddha. So that, I mentioned also the past thing. So there's somebody who is very poor, extremely poor. So now to get more clear understanding about this, you know, the offering to arhatas is even just one arhat. The karma, good karma is you know, unbelievable. So the, mentioned Lam teachings, so somebody who's very poor offered, I think, some medicinal drink, something, center, jimba. So, not without question, but maybe some food, you see, medicine drink or some food. So offered to a poor monk, doesn't say that there are Arya monk or who has wisdom directly preceding emptiness, doesn't sort that as just a poor monk. So where a poor person then they just offer this poor monk, you know, on food to the poor monk. So you see the next life. Next life, this person was born as the in India most powerful king, King Kashika, most powerful, most wealthy, you know, most powerful wealthy king. The next life, you see, the karma was just offering a small food to a poor monk. That's it, you know. That's it. So because karma is expandable, you know. Oh, even the virtue is very small, but the result is so big. Results of unimaginable. Karma is expandable. So therefore, you see the result the next time, the person was born very powerful king. So King Kashika saw that, you see. So therefore now, so like this, you know, next life becomes unimaginable, you see, unimaginable for that. So therefore now here, you see, you know, I mean, not just one arhat, can you imagine? This is talking about arhat, you know, who completed the five paths to liberation, say, liberated from the oceans or some sort of suffering cause, and the cause of karma and delusion, say. So, so, arhatas, equaling atoms of the universes. Every day we offer hundreds of devas food, means nectar. you see, and then hundreds of devas dress. You see that. So that means unbelievable experience. So one devas, you know, one devas, one earring or necklace, even though whole human beings wealth put together, is not enough to cost of the price of the one necklace or devas. You see, you can't get, you see, even whole human wealth is not enough for one necklace of devas. So now here, I mean, that necklace, but just you can get some idea. You see, 100 devas dress. So this is something unbelievable, see, expensive, just impressive. So you offer every day to that many artists. Can you imagine? So that previous karma. You know, you offer one food for a monk, and next life, wow, you know, unbelievable king, powerful, world, possible. So, now here, can you imagine what the result would be? What the result would be, see, every day one had, there was a food, there was a dress, to offer that many arhatas, every day. Can you imagine? And for eons. So now, now here, you know, just you see somebody merely seeing statue of Buddha, drawing Buddha by eye, you see. So collected, numberless created merits. So all those other merits compared to this, pretty small. Can you imagine? so that Then it says, there it says that, now if you prostrate, so the, now if much more than that, if you prostrate, make flower offering, incense offering, so forth, you see. So this is giving an idea to the, I mean, statue Buddha, whatever, you see. Oh, not all. You see, drawing Buddha, whatever. So if you do this, even prostrate like this, or the, make flower offering, or the incense offering. Now you collect numberless greater merit than merely seeing statue of drawing Buddha. You see, now here, next one, prostrate of a flower, you know, incense. Now, numberless greater merit than one before. Seeing statue Buddha or the drawing Buddha, okay? So that's amazing. Oh, so now, by understanding this subject of karma, you can now you can realize how you are so fortunate, how so fortunate, you know, have met Buddha Dharma, because you have met Buddha Dharma this life, you know. So fortunate. Unbelievable fortunate, you see. That. Rapidly, you see. Unbelievable easy. As you say. Oh, by saying. By this kindness of the Dhamma Sangha. Guru Dhamma Sangha. Can I say? Maybe. Guru Dhamma Sangha or Dhamma Sangha. Yes. When we say Dhamma Sangha, then you think it's a including Buddha, so three Dhamma Sangha. Then, as originator. Dhamma Sangha, then Guru, Guru Dhamma Sangha, so I see. So the way. The life, you know. Can you imagine the life because we met Buddha Dharma, or because we met Buddha Dharma, life become unbelievable easy, you know, so everything like that. To achieve any happiness you wish. Any success, any happiness you wish. You know, to achieve. Not only happiness, future life, not only liberation, but even to achieve enlightenment. Become so easy. So easy to create a cause. You see? That. why go to stuck into this talk? I'm talking about, you know, how everything depends on root of all happiness. This life, happiness, future life, liberation from enlightenment. And you cause all this happiness to others, happiness in this life, to others in them, happiness future life, to others in them, liberation from samsara, to others in them. You cause enlightenment to others in them. Or how it's dependent to his master Lama, come from his kindness. So what I was saying before, up to now, since you met Buddha Dharma up to now, us, since you met Buddha Dharma up to now, all this, imagine now, you can see now, even just with this explanation, you realize how you're so fortunate. Unbelievable fortunate. Most fortunate. It's like, it becomes safe. Unbelievably easy to overcome the suffering to achieve liberation and enlightenment. That is so sad. Oh. So since we remember Dhamma up to now, so this this unbelievable opportunity. So far, what we practice. But close to enlightenment, closer to liberation, closer to enlightenment. By kindness, we serve the Dharma. All that from that to say. So what I was saying. So I was saying the very first things to pray is the long life, Holy Wish to be successful. Then you see the center and yourself. So this prayer, you see, remember, also contains the place for obstacles. That's the center here where you learn that, or play, the center where, who support, who helps you to practice Dharma. The center is an organization who helps you to practice, to understand Dharma, or understand path to get out of suffering, to be liberate yourself from suffering and to achieve enlightenment. Organization who helps you, who creates a condition. You know, who helps range place where there's a statues, stupa, scriptures that makes unbelievable easy, say, pure nirkama. Just you open the mind, just you open your eyes, receiving, you know, unconscious, humble merit. Every time when you come to center, you see, I'm saying, including that, even just from that, can benefit. And the miserable, so bring to plant seed of enlightenment. You see, bring to enlightenment. You see. So, like that, you see, who helps you to learn Dharma? Protects your life to, from samsara, you know, towards liberation, to the enlightenment. Protect you from Lord, you know, protect you from the samsara. Towards the liberation, enlightenment, you know, bring, direct. So, say like that. So therefore we need to pray for the for obstacles as well as then yourself. You see, the most important prayer is to attain the path of enlightenment. You know, that's the most important. otherwise, if you don't attain the path of enlightenment, if you live continuously samsara, it's only suffering. Life is only suffering. You see. All this pleasure we receive, samsara pleasure, all this pleasure we receive, you know, our survival, pleasure, comfort. All this we receive by kindness for sentient being. You know, one thing is by shelter. So, as I mentioned in the past, you see, shelter. When the house is built, you see, so many sentient beings have to die, have to be killed. ants, worms, so many things in the ground, on the ground, in the ground, have to be killed and die. And some other, then other sentiments who are working have to clear the karma. See that. So like that, you see. So many sentiments died, suffered, and others clear the karma. So that's how this shelter happened. And that's how you received your protection for your life and comfort and all that. So you see. So that, and then you see, food. So as I often mention that, the one, you see, for this one rice, number of sentient beings, you know, to receive this one rice from the field, of course, all those people and having the machine or was the animal or machine plugging the land or so this Nepal and those other places, India, some use machine, but many use animal, and a very hot sun, plug the land, the animals, the people suffer, unbelievable. So anyway, even doing machine, but there's so many mice and many ants, worms, so many have killed and die. So the first of all, there's a forest have been burned, trees have been burned, and to have a field, you see, to grow food. So so that is it. So many things have to die, you see, have harm, killed him. So like that, so this is how you get the food, and you don't do just for one rice. You don't do all that for one with this for this one rice. You know, but for the many rice, you see. So, say, So what I'm saying is, so you see, now you see, and so this plate of rice, okay, this one rice, from this one rice came from another rice, that came from another rice, that came from another rice. So, how many thousands of years ago since the rice happened in this world? Can you imagine how many thousands of years ago since this rice, lineage of rice, this one rice, you see, came from another rice, this one came from another rice, you see, if you think of all abolition. Evolution. So anyway, so you can see now how many sentient beings suffered. Numberless sentient beings suffered for this, died for this, harmed other sentient beings for this food. Can you see for just lineage? evolution of one rice. Can imagine numberless sentient beings died, killed, harmed others. So now, so this plate, this whole plate rice, every rice is like that. Can you imagine numberless sentient beings suffered, died, and then they killed, have to kill, harm others. How much limit? So is it for this rice? This lineage of rice, you see. And lineage of evolution of this is rice, okay? So then, can you imagine? So then But then you see, then finally you see, you eat this. Then you survive your life. You survive your life by eating this. And you get a, say a comfort, you know. A comfort you see from that. You're able to survive your life. Amazing. See? So like this, you know, being samsara. That's it. You see? if you don't attain the path, if you don't meditate, if you don't learn Dharma, if you don't attain the path, if you don't cease the cause of suffering, delusion, karma. So constantly have to suffer, you know, samsara, you see. As one has been suffering from beginningless rebirth in samsara. So it's it's because we don't have, you see, neither omniscience nor clairvoyance, you know, nor sentient. Even though clairvoyance, they can remember past lives, can see future lives, can remember past hundreds and thousands, even one past life, even just life before this, can remember. So imagine. I remember 100,000 of them from beginningless rebirth, you know, some can't remember. Oh. And then what was experienced continuously, it's all the stuff. Samsara is the sixth. They cannot see the future, so it doesn't fail. So you see, you think of all of this life, and that's it. You know, think of all this life. So anyway, but it must be dinner time now. Is it? Dinner time? Oh, not yet. Do you want dinner time? When is dinner time? About now. Okay. So. So like this, you know, how much they have to suffer for your life, you know, for your health, for your survival. So numberless and they have to suffer. They have died. See, like that. So let's see. Then send them also. Then also clothing, you know, same. And many things, say, what we wear came from animals, you know, their skins or whatever, just things, you know, their hairs or silk, you know, all the silk dress. They have to burn in the, they have to put in a hot, boiling hot water. And then, say, comes from silk, you see. So much suffering. So, some of being suffered for this, even the dress, you see, we get comfort with the protection, you know, unbelievable. So if you think the evolution, this came with that, if you think evolution back, it's unbelievable. So this is how we live life, you know, live life, survive, live life, you know, how do we get comfort? Like that. So very unbearable. You see, if you don't practice Dharma, the life. If you don't practice Dharma, don't learn Dharma, don't practice Dharma, if you don't pray, if you have any such a prayer to have realization of path to enlightenment, at least even path to liberation. If you don't do that, you know, if you don't do that, then, you see, so it looks like that, see, so longer we are in samsara, so many sentiments have to suffer your life, for your happiness. You know, that. So it's very unimaginable, it's unbearable. So unbearable. So they will see. So they to have realization of the this renunciation. Without renunciation, you can't achieve liberation. So without realization of emptiness, there's an antidote to samsara. Cannot stop suffering samsara. See, there's an antidote to the root of samsara, the ignorance. You cannot eliminate that without realization of emptiness. that is the consciousness of then, without realizing bodhicitta, can't achieve enlightenment. Not only that, then your actions of bodhisattva's mind, eating, walking, serious, not only meditation, meditation or prayer or reading Dharma books, however, include those studying Dharma. Then even eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, many hours of doing job, all this doesn't bring cause to achieve enlightenment, doesn't bring cause to achieve liberation from samsara, doesn't become the antidote to samsara, the root of samsara, the ignorance, and the antidote to that. So become without the three principles of path, realization of the three principles of path, so it becomes called samsara, that is it. Lower, and then even the lower realms like that. Then the very root, the quick way, the quick way to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, bring to enlightenment, quick way, and by practicing tantra. But the very root to make everything successful is the Guru devotion. So they have Guru Yoga, they practice Guru Yoga. So they. And now the Guru Yoga becomes dinner. Dinner Guru Yoga.
We will continue at 7:30.